Morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Mark, a busy period for you, I'd imagine. Big news that the conservatorship has been lifted off Brittany. How does that impact you and Kevin? He's still your client, I'd imagine.
Yes, he is. Well, first of all, the conservatorship has not yet been lifted. There is a hearing coming up in early November where that decision will ultimately be made. What has happened is that Brittany's father, Jamie Spears, has been removed by the probate court as the conservator for her, which was something that she had insisted all along that she wouldn't be performing again until he was no longer her conservator. So that's a big step right there.
Yeah.
Now, but we're all watching her behavior via social media. Are you and Kevin, are you concerned by Brittany's behavior?
Well, you know, Kevin has done a good job of keeping out of the conservatorship proceedings as much as possible. And if some of the things, let alone if all of the things that have been alleged that she was subjected to while the conservatorship was in place, at least for the last few years, are true, Kevin's pleased that she's going to be able to hopefully have the conservatorship lifted. And the question then is, how would that impact custody of the boys? And I've said most recently that the fact that the conservatorship might be lifted won't in and of itself constitute a change of circumstances, and it would automatically give rise to a change of the custody order. It's been fairly consistent that Brittany's been able to see the boys when she wants to see them, and Kevin and Brittany have been able to work together to make that possible without having to have court orders involved to do that, keeping in mind that you're now dealing with two young men that are not toddlers, they're not grammar school or elementary school. These kids are 14 and 15 years old. So the need, obviously, when you've got a co-parenting situation, what a co-parent wants from the other co-parent is to provide a custodial home where the children are reasonably well supervised and safe. And as the children get older, the aspect of supervision and safety becomes less and less of an overriding concern because the children are old enough to speak up for themselves, to communicate what they like and what they don't want, and to report back to the other parent if there are things there that aren't sitting well with them. So the fact that Brittany may not have a conservator any longer doesn't really give Kevin any pause for concern at the present time. He thinks that she'll thrive going forward. Hopefully she will. And if things are askance when the boys are visiting with her at her home or in her home, they'll be able to report and communicate that to Kevin, and he would be able to take appropriate steps to work it out or change it with Brittany.
She posted on Instagram a couple of weeks ago regarding one of her son's birthdays, and she made a comment in the caption that said that they won't let her post them on Instagram anymore. So to your point that they're actually able to speak for themselves, do they have any concerns going there?
Well, I don't really want to say, and I think it's out of concern for the boys' privacy, anything they've said or think about going over to their mom's house.
No, fair enough.
They enjoy seeing their mom, and so far they've been able to see them on a schedule that works for both Brittany and for the boys.
It sounds like that Kevin and Brittany are in a good space, no matter, possibly a better space, with the father out of the picture.
Yeah, well, you know, the fact, and you have to remember that since August of 19, let me catch up to the right century. Since August of 2019, there has been a restraining order imposed upon Jamie Spears where he's not allowed to be around the boys or see the boys. So he hasn't really been involved in the custodial picture whatsoever because of that restraining order. That restraining order does expire on its own terms in August of 2022. And as far as we know, there haven't been any violations of that restraining order, so we wouldn't need to go into court to have it extended. There are some concerns, obviously, about these unsubstantiated reports that, according to what we've heard out in the public record, that supposedly Jamie, while he was conservator, had some sort of recording devices placed in the home and in her bedroom. And obviously, if in fact those existed during the time of the restraining order and the boys were caught either audio or video because of this clandestine recording, that would be a violation of California's law, and it'd also be a violation of the restraining order. But again, we don't know that those things are true, and if they were true, we don't know that they existed during the time that the restraining order was in place.
Yeah, right.
Well,
it's called electronic eavesdropping in California, and it's a felony. Yep.
That's terrible.
So it should be.
Well, Mark Kaplan, powerhouse LA divorce and family lawyer, Mark Vincent Kaplan, Esquire. It's always fascinating to speak to you. Last quick question. Which was a more, complex case, the Federline or the Charlie Sheen case that you dealt with?
Well, let's see. The Britney Spears, Kevin Federline case was more complex. It lasted a much longer period of time. I represented Charlie at a point where he had things, including himself, well under control. So it was an enjoyable time for me to represent him. And
good news.
I'm glad I was his lawyer at the point in time where I was.
There you go.
There he is. Perfect answer. Powerhouse Los Angeles divorce attorney. Always a pleasure. Wow. Thanks for joining us.